One of the areas that you find of great interest, Michael, and I do too, India, the Vamanas and ancient texts from that. Tell us about what you've uncovered.
Well, I've talked a little bit about this recently over the past couple of years on a series called Ancient Aliens that's appeared on the History Channel. I was happy to be part of that. But what I was trying to contribute to that show was the idea that the ancient Sanskrit writings of India spoke thousands of years ago about flying machines, spacecraft that could travel from place to place, from planet to planet, from dimension to dimension within the universe. And there's some very elaborate descriptions of these things in these ancient Sanskrit writings. Now, for example, there was one account which has to do with one of these Vimanas attacking a city on Earth. This was the city of Dwarka, you know, which existed about 5,000 years ago. It was a fabulous city, a marvelous city. And then later it was swallowed up by the ocean. But at that time, 5,000 years ago, it was a fabulous city ruled by the god Krishna, and it was attacked by a Vimana, piloted by a demoniac king. And it was described as a metal craft with weapons resembling energy beam weapons. They were shooting down these energy beam weapons from this spacecraft or Vimana attacking the city. And there was a counterattack from the city, and it was shot down, and it crashed into the ocean, according to the accounts in these ancient Sanskrit writings of India, which I find very interesting. Oh, well, because
phenomenal, yeah.
Ruins of this ancient city of Dwarka have been found off the seacoast of northwestern India. There's still a city even today on the coast of India named Dwarka in northwestern India, but in the ocean offshore from this modern city, archaeologists, marine archaeologists, have found the remains of an ancient city, which could be the remains of the city described in the ancient Sanskrit writings. And I think it might be possible they may even find remains of this crashed UFO or Vimana out there. That would be pretty interesting.
That's fantastic. Did they ever talk about, Michael, what the propulsion system could be for this?
There is some discussion of that in a Sanskrit text that dates back about 1,000 years. It's in this text, it says that it's not going to give a lot of information because this sort of information is something that should be kept secret. It should only be passed on verbally from a master of the science to his students, and they shouldn't let this information out. But what information is given shows that it had to do something with mercury, that there were mercury engines that are described in, you know, this particular work. In other works, it's described that it's manipulation of air, which is actually how our airplanes work today. Our jet propeller airplanes, they work on the basis of manipulating air. And on that basis, we're today able to lift tons of metal into the sky and float it around. And also, that's how our spacecraft are launched by manipulation of air and rocket engines. There's some fuel, there's some oxygen or air that makes the fuel burn, and it generates huge pressure, and that's how we launch our spacecraft. That's how we launch aircraft of all types. So apparently in ancient times, they also knew something about these kinds of things, how to manipulate the natural forces to get a desired effect. That's what any machine is. It's a special arrangement of matter that takes advantage of the properties of various types of matter to get a desired effect. So apparently in ancient days, they also had mastered some of these arts. But now these vimanas were of different types. I've gone through the ancient Sanskrit writings, and I've kind of cataloged the different types that are there. One type is a machine made of metal, pretty much resembling the materials that our spacecraft and aircraft are made of today, and okay, probably involving similar principles. However, there are also descriptions of mind ships that were not made of metal, but of more subtle kinds of energies that operated on a whole different level beyond ordinary physics. And when you look at a lot of the modern UFO reports, the craft in the modern UFO reports tend to be operating in ways that are beyond the laws of physics. That would
very, very unconventional.
But that would be governing our ordinary aircraft and spacecraft. So the same sort of thing is mentioned in the ancient Sanskrit writings. And some of these craft appear to be operating in such a way that they could not only go from place to place, from planet to planet within our solar system or galaxy, but go into different, whole different dimensions. A lot of the modern theories of physics are based on the idea that there's more than the three or four dimensions that we can observe. Say, modern string theory in physics involves 11 or 12 dimensions, and the physicists who talk about these things say some of them are obviously hidden from our point of view. But according to the ancient Sanskrit writings of India, some of these craft would be interdimensional craft. They could go just into totally different dimensions of reality. So there's a lot of interesting information there.